Yud Aleph Kislev, Wednesday the 3rd of December, Rabbi Yitzchok Melba, Medicine in Hilchas Tahara.
Good morning and thank you for everyone who took the time to come to the shir. Thank you for the organizers, especially for Rabbi Iskwich, for the schutz for organizing and Hagat Yada. Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Tahara, that's something which everyone obviously knows for years, but as the years go, technology is changing, new shaylas arrive, and as the technology comes up, we, Rabbonim, and whoever learns Hilchas Nida, and every person should be aware of the new shaylas that comes up, and to be aware of what to ask a shayla, what's a shayla. Very basic question, which is a nidin, which is an issue in the Poskim, is when a woman becomes a nidin. Now, this seems to be a very simple question, not Nagel Maiseh, but I will show you that this is becoming very, very difficult child today. And I'm running a hotline with close to 3,000 phone calls a month, called Terreno Hotline. Although it's not a Beserua hotline, it's a medical hotline, information, but this child comes up the whole time. People get very confused. Am I a Nidah now or not? Should I count or stop? What should I do? So let me explain you the background. Now, obviously, if a woman sees a cycle, she's supposed to be a nidah. The question is, if she is a nidah deraisa, and then there's the rabbanan. If a woman sees a re'iyah is a nidah deraisa. We're not going into the gedorim of zobo or nidah, but let's consider nidah deraisa. However, this has a t'nai. The one simple t'nai is, it needs to be hargosha. It needs to be a feeling. Which today, it's very difficult to get this level of the Tanai, in Aluch of Argosha, to get the Nidah Deraisa, because people are not feeling that much the feelings. There's different types of feelings in the Poskim, what is considered a feeling. However, it's not so simple to give this definition that today people have this feeling. Then we have the other Halucha, which is called Ksumim, which is Rabbona, not a Deraisa, but a woman who has a Kesem is a Shaila Drabonan. If in different circumstances there is Kulas, for example, to wear a big day Tzivoinim, if a woman sees on a colored underwear, then she will have a Kula on big day Tzivoinim. A Kesem is not Mitama on a colored underwear, however, it is Mitama by a Nidah Deraisa. A Re'iya, if a woman sees a cycle, it does make a difference if it wasn't colored or not colored. So the question is, what's exactly a Nidah Deraisa? When is a woman only a drabon and a shayla for kesem? And then we will have a kula, a beged tzavua, of a colored underwear. So one of the examples today, which is when people call us and they're very confused, is when it's not so clear. Obviously, I'll take but the feed the oilam is here, I'll talk about the age when it's okay very much. It could be with the age of menopause and premenopause, or 40, 45, and 50, that sometimes, if not for most people, it's not going to stop, the cycle is not going to stop at once, but it will go down, and it will be irregular, will be some years, premenopause, will be irregular cycles. Mm. Now, it might be not a heavy cycle, it might be sometimes very light cycle, or in the same issue in the same age, if women have a coil, many women in that age of 45 will have a coil, okay, which is for a purpose of also sometimes of birth control with the heter of the local rock, but many times a different type of coil, which is called marina, which is a hormonal coil, a new type of coil. It's not the point from 25 years ago because it wasn't then relevant, there wasn't this technology, but nonetheless, more than 10 years it's available and many people are using it. And I have to say that this coil, many people, while they're using the coil, they will have this shayla, am I a nidah or not? They will just call me up and say, Rabbi, what do I do? Should I just consider myself now, am I a nidah or not? Let me explain you what this technology works and why this is confusing people. Okay, so the marina is a coil of the shape of a T. Right? The shape of a T has other coils. It's a small piece, smaller than that, and it's inserted by a doctor into the uterus of the woman. So the purpose is, again, or for birth control, but at the age of 40, 45, it could be for the purpose of controlling the cycle. When it gets many times very irregular, this can control. How is this doing a birth control, a contraceptive, and how is it controlling? And what's the shayla and halacha here? So it has on the marina has the hormone called progesterone, which is releasing, it's released every single day for the next 5 years. The marina is a new type of a chiddush of a coil, which is not a copper. Most of the years it used to be the copper coils, the last 20 years before it used to be plastic, and then now it's copper, it releases copper. But this coil, the last 10 years, which is becoming the most popular coil now, it's actually releasing hormones. And what this is doing, on one hand, good for women at the age of 45 and 50, is that if it's an irregular period, and sometimes women at that age would bleed for a very long time and get even to the stage that doctors could consider to take out the uterus to make a hysterectomy, today they will use the marina to control the cycle and not doing any operation. Because the hormone, the progesterone, could prevent the period and could control the cycle. However, what's confusing people in halacha is very difficult, because after a few months using the marina, the first few months we're getting a lot of phone calls because people can get clean. That's true. The first three to 6 months, most people will have issues. We'll leave it for the hotline. If anyone has an issue in the first half year, how to get clean. But let's talk after the half year, when some shalas halacha, after the woman is already not getting a period, and it's controlled, so 25% of people will be mesulekes, will have no cycle. However, the rest of them, the 70% around, will get the cycle, but it will be a very, very short cycle. It might be between a half day to a day, and sometimes even without any major ear. But most people, it will be absolutely more than a kesem. Charles, what means a kesem? What is it more than a kesem? So people call up, they will say, I saw in the bathroom, I saw in the tissue, I know it's not in the regular shear of a kesem, but should I consider myself now a nidah or not? And the answer of this is not so simple, because we have to go in to see the halacha, what's the definition, what means a nidah, when is it a re'iyah, and when is it a kesem that we can use time of. So the cheskas she made tahara, when a woman has cheskas tahara, she's allowed to go with bigdei tzavayim. If she's after mikveh, for sure she can go, and that's what says in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a toivah to go with colored underwear. However, in such a case that she has a marina, sometimes the colored underwear might be an issue, because if she will see a re'iyah deraisa, which we consider naluchah re'iyah deraisa, and she still wears colored underwear, so she might not see or overlook the fact that she has now a re'iyah, and be nechshel with the iser deraisa. Again, we're talking between a re'iyah, a cycle, which if it's considered a cycle, that will be a nidah deraisa. It won't help us that she has a big day tzavonim and she's not seeing it in her eyes. But it's a nidah deraisa. On the other hand, if it's a kesem, if it's still considered she's not yet having a cycle, it's only a kesem, then she is mutar labayla levetchila. But that issue is obviously depends if we go in deep in the halacha. I'll just mention that it depends in the hesber, the havona, explanations of different poskim from Rav Eliashib and Rav Osner, Lav Mechaim Lechaim, how we take on today, why is there a woman today when she sees a re'iyah, she's a nidah deraisa. So we asked before the question, and the Rav Eliashib in the Sefer of Tzitz Nidah is asking this question, l'chayra, today people have no re'iyah deraisa. The basic t'nai is that there should be a hargosha. Today most people have no hargosha. They might have different hargoshas, but it's not exactly the hargosha which most poskim agree makes a woman deraisa a nidah. So Rav Eliashib's answer on this shayla, for sure he takes on that even today there's no such thing a woman sees a re'iyah cycle and she's not a nidah deraisa. So the answer is it's derech re'iyah. Derech re'iyah means if that's the her way of seeing, midaraisa, that's enough. The hargosha was to explain how it's a derech re'iyah. Without hargosha, it used to be not derech re'iyah. But in our times, if people see a cycle without a re'iyah, without a kosher, that will also make a woman derisive because it's derech re'iyah. Rav Osner and other poskim, they take on that no, still the tanai of hargosha needs to be, even in our days, without hargosha, even if it's derech re'iyah, it will be only a drabbanan, because it's a tanai, it must be. However, we are choshish that a woman have a hargosha belava daita. The Gemara Zukta Zasvora, there's a metzias that a woman can have hargosha, but she is not realizing that she has hargosha. The Gemara is talking in different metzias, but we see such a yisoid in Chazal that a woman can have hargosha, not necessarily she feels it. Or it's a stira. She feels it. Hargosha means she feels it. But it means belava daita. So the Gemara is, for example, if we're using an example, when she's wiping with the tissue, she makes a bedika, we have to be choshish, it was hargosha. From inside, she felt the dung comes out. However, Balabadaita, she thought that she's not feeling because she was putting a finger and she thought maybe it's this feeling of the finger. He wants to say, Rav Osner and other poskim, that every cycle that a woman gets today, we have to be choshish, that was hargosha, but she's not realizing because our feelings and our bodies work much in a shvacha way, so we're not really having the strong feelings, but there is still a feeling. At least we have to be choshish, so we take on as the nida deraisa. So we come back to the shaila here. If we go with the mahalach that we need a derech re'iya, so if a woman sees it every month, once in a month, even if it's only a half day, it might be considered derech re'iya and nida deraisa. However, if we take on it needs to be hargosha, Tata Argosha is no nida deraisa. Maybe here, if we know for sure there's no Argosha, it was just a little bit more than a kesem, it's still considered a kesem. So there's no clear definition. There's obviously Eli Ba'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, there's different shittas, and Aluch HaLamayis, everyone has to ask their own. But what I think, it's good to highlight that people should be aware that there's different situations today that it is considered a shiloh. Mitzadecha, it could be a nidah deraisa. Mitzadecheni, it could be look at chila mitra labayla. And it's situations when it was not that much relevant 10, 15 years ago, but it's now relevant for many people, and people are very confused in this issue. Let's move on to the other interesting topic, Hilchas Nida, which is the Yesoid and the Chlekes and Mishnayis, and the Gemara and the Rishonim. Hilchas Ein Pesich Zakever B'Loi Dam. Ein Pesich Zakever B'Loi Dam, Reb Yudah and the Chachomem, we pass the most Rishonim Paskin, if you Reb Yudah, that there's no such a thing that the uterus, the womb could be open without the woman to see Dam. In other words, every time that there was a Psicha of the Rechem, of the uterus, there will be Hilchas Nida, a woman will become a Nida. But the Shaila is now, what is it today changed with the new technologies? If we can understand in which situations people maybe 15 years ago, 10 years ago, will become a psak from their rov that they are considered psich sakever, and today it's changed. So obviously we're talking here by visits and by different procedures or checkups from doctors, right? Which in general, my take-home message will be, you must go to the rov. Every single time the woman goes to the doctor, it doesn't make any difference. What was the purpose? If she's pregnant, or she's after a baby, or the age of 40, whenever she goes to the doctor, it might be different halachas, the same woman, and not only that, it might be a big difference what the doctor told the woman. And this is what I'm going to explain here, what makes a difference, what can doctors do today, and it's a flus abriya. From one hand, people don't believe that advancement of the technology that we have today. From one hand, it could be more the kula. People in different situations will not have psichsak ever. On the other hand, we'll see soon, it gets more difficult. So, let's go in again. The machlekes rishonim, ein psichsak ever b'loy dam. What means, it's passing to Shulchan Aruch twice, ein psichsak ever b'loy dam. What's the shir? If there is a shir, and we take on a meiser, there is a shir, the machlekes of poskim, Moshe Feinstein, and many others, what's the gedder? What means ein psicha sakever b'loy dam? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if it's only open, the doctor is using a device which is less than a finger, That's not causing a psichas hakever. Therefore, a woman goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells her, or she sees on the device, it's less than a finger, she's not considered to self a nida mitzad da'aluch of any psichas hakever. However, many other poskim, including Rav Eliashiv and others, they go down to 5 millimeters, which is like a pen. Sorry. Apologize. So that shear, obviously, is much less. The shear of a pen, not of a finger. However, today, most devices are not even reaching the shaila of a pen. The most devices today is less than 3 millimeters. Okay? It's really the corner of a pen. You're going to give me just a second your pen. That is about 3 millimeters. This is about 5 millimeters, the top of the pen, right? This side of the pen, where you're writing, that's about 2 to 3 millimeters. Okay? So, today, many devices that doctors are using, and not only for checkups, but even sometimes kind of operations, it's not operations, it's procedures, it might be less than 1 millimeter. It's actually the last few years of technology from Europe, which you can use from 0.9. And to make procedures, but different procedures that used to be done by a regular operation from gastroscopy and doing heavy operations, whatever it means, operation. So now they can do it with different devices, and it might be less than a shear. But we have to highlight, when doctors are using those devices, there's another shaila comes up, besides M-Psich's capability down, there comes a shaila, when is it considered a makkah betoch harechem? The man is issued loiver makkah yashli boyis omokum, took the Gemara. A woman is trusted, she can say that I have a makkah, she can be toilet, she can say the dam is from a makkah, and she's not a nidah. And the Rishonim and the Poskim take on that this is not only when there's a makkah outside the uterus, in the cervix, or in the vagina, it's actually inside in the uterus, like the Rashbis Matgish, we can be toilet and a makkah. The shaila will be, when a doctor today, till 10, 15 years ago, when doctors used a device to go into the uterus, a woman would become automatically a nida, because empsich is a kever below down. However, today, maybe this shaila, in many cases, won't make a woman a nida, because it's less than a shear, not only the fear of moisture, the shear of a finger, but in fact, it will be less than a shear of a 3 millimeters or 4 millimeters. But it will be another shaila, what we do now, if the doctor went inside into the uterus, if that is metama or not. So let me just first finish up the sugi of Empsich Zakev Beledam. And the Metzius today, and I know most Sforim in the previous generation, they missed this information, but with the Metzius we see that today. And I saw in the last 2 years, different Sforim on Hilchas Nida, just new Sforim, they're already going into that detail, that we can see a woman after giving birth, one time, especially after 2-3 times, the uterus will always, the cervix, the Pesach HaKever, the Pesach of the Rechem, from the cervix to the uterus, will always stay open at least 3 to 4 millimeters. And that's interesting, you saw it, that Rav Ozner and many other poskim are highlighting that the halucha of Ein Psich HaKever B'lai Dam, that a woman becomes a nida when a doctor is opening the uterus, that's only if he is opening. However, if it was open, he's just putting a device inside, and he's not opening it more, then there's no shy, there's no problem. The only issue is if he is opening it up. For example, a woman goes to a doctor in the 9th month for a checkup before a baby, most of the time it will be already open, especially again, if she already had a few babies, it will be open enough that the doctor is not opening anything. So the fact that the doctor is putting in his finger, even when he says he felt the head, not necessarily makes a woman a nida. In most cases, not. So, obviously, those shaylos needs to be asked individual. But just the concept that Empsich HaKever B'lai Dam doesn't mean that it's no such a thing that the uterus is open without coming out. The uterus can be open. And as we see today the Matthias, and it's already in the different forum, the physiology of the uterus, there's no blood inside the uterus, and once a month it's opening and it comes out. It's not a sink. What we see today, and this is what takes us to the next shaila, and the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, 250 years ago, he writes in his tshuvas that he had all the books from Goyim, Yehudim, Mishenim Yehudim, all the medical books. Chassam Sofer had all the medical books, and he checked it out, and he says he doesn't want to go into the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, because we see the Metzias is like the Rambam. Rambam obviously was a doctor, but we see the Metzias, and I want to go into the Metzias, what we see, what Chassam Sofer says, and there's a big Machlokes on the outcome of this, what we see today. We mentioned before that even if there's no shaila of psich sakever, but a doctor uses a device inside in the uterus, is a shaila of a makah. What does it mean that a woman has a makah? Is the makah a taliyah to make a woman not a nidan only when she has a makah on the bosar, on the wall from the rechem, from the uterus, or even if it's in the shvilei hadam, if it's in the same vessels, the small vessels, the kli hadam, who are actually containing the dam nidas, even then, she is not a nidda if it's to a makkah. Again, the shadow will be, what's the mitzvah of dvorim, when a woman inside the uterus, right, if you put in a device, and you touch something, and it comes out of dam. Where is this dam coming from? Is that considered a makkah? She's a nidda or not? So the Chassam Sofer says, and this is what we see today, that all the three sides of the uterus, if that's a uterus, all the three sides are covered, the whole doifin, the whole wall, is covered with this small vessels. It's not this only one place, it's the whole thing, the whole rechem, the whole uterus, is covered full of small vessels. It's like grass. Okay? Now, if imkein, every time you touch something inside, you put in a device, and you scratch, whatever you do, you make a biopsy, or you put in a device like a IUD to the coil we mentioned before, you put it in, and it scratches inside. So where is this dam coming from? It's absolutely going through the shvilei dam nidus. It has to touch the same vessels which are containing the dam nidus. So this is a big machlokes, if the Gemara, the Halucha, the Kula, that we can be toil in a makkah, means even when we know it's the same dam nidus. Shechnur Harav is choluk on the Chassam Sofer, and he says, if you want to be machmer and to say, because the metzias is that it's covered all the sides with dam nidus, shvile dam nidus, so there's no makkah, so when is the Gemara saying, in which case, she's not a dam nidah because of a makkah inside the uterus? That's for sure, but all the poskim, that makkah bo'isa mukum doesn't mean bo'isa mukum as we use it usually, bo'isa mukum, it means inside the uterus. So the Shechnur Harav has a long diyun, a long nitin on that. How can we be machmer on a makkah inside the uterus? The whole Rashi, the whole Sugi in the Gemara says before, we can't be toilet. He wants to say, maybe a teret, that if there is something which grows, this palate, or something, what we call it today with all different names, there is some types of growths that could be inside the uterus, then it's not covered. That's Takat Metzias. Okay, if there's a growth, it happens a lot, different types of polyps, especially the age of, a little bit over the age of 40, it happens to having different growths. That growth could be a makkah on it, but the Shulchan Aruch says, it's a doichi godel moed, obviously, to say that the whole, nemenes ishulem makkah yesh lo ezamukim, in such a case. We're talking in Zman Chazal, when there was no ultrasound, there's no way to see, and it doesn't say in Chazal that she needs to go to somewhere, no one can look in. So obviously the Pashtus in Gomorrah means that you could just say, I have something which I feel, I know it's a makkah inside the uterus, I can be toilet. However, the Chassam Sofer is very machmer, and the Shechnur Harav is quite meikol. There's a letter from the Chazon Ish to the Satmar Rav, Zichron Levrocha, and he asked him, Satmar Rav asked him, what's Halucha in this? In Chazon Ish and Sofer, in Hilchas Nida, he is Marach, he has a whole shaila on this, but in the Chelik base in Kitzur Yodas that came out, they printed 3 years ago, they have four letters, because the Chazon Ish wrote letters to doctors to understand the Metzias exactly. And the definition of the Chazon Ish in those letters is a very interesting halach we can understand. It makes a shtickle pshat. He says like this, what means the menes ishu lever makri yesh li bois mokom? If you take a knife and you cut your finger, there will be a makkah. It does make a difference in which place in the body it will be. That's a makkah. If you take a pen and you scratch your finger, your hand, it's not going to cause anything, right? But if you scratch the inside the uterus, it will cause them. What's the difference? Because over there, inside the uterus, is full of small vessels. It's so delicate, every time you touch it, it will be a makir, will be done. So the Chazon Ish is saying like this. If it would be a makir in other places in the body, it would also be a makir. That's considered a makir. If it's just you touch something, that's not a makir. In other words, the shayla of the Chazon Ish to the doctors was, in the specific cases of infertility, when they go to doctors and doing different bedikas, those bedikas obviously are not anymore existing, what the Chazon Ish is talking about. Today infertility is quite a advanced technology to make bedikas in much more proper ways. However, at that time they had a type of bedika blow up the uterus. However they did it, the shayla of the Chazon Ish was that this specific bedika, the checkup that they did, is that something that causes a type of makir that in another place of the body, of the finger, will also cause blood? Or is a type of makir which is only because of the delicate small vessels is causing the blood? And the answer of the doctor was that it's a type of makir that will cause blood everywhere. So the Chazon Ish, in the letter to Sat Merov, already writes that kvar minugenu lehukal. We already have the minig to be makel on this because it's considered a makir. Okay, it was three times letters forwarded back to the doctors in the Chazon Ish. And then in the later letters, which is only printed in the last sefer from Kizu Yod, 3 years ago, Kizu Yod, Chazon Ish, Chelik Beis, this is a letter which he writes to Sat Merov, Kvarman again in the local. Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, Zechoy Lebrucha, as well, was makel, and this is Yesoid, to take on that a makir bo'isamokam. He's making like Shabnur Harav, not like the Chazon Sofer. But he has his own very interesting definition, that his death is only b'tanai, the woman is not now, in a few days before a period. But he says that no chashash, which is no makor in the Rishonim, but that's his chashash, that even if we go with the shitta, that the menes ishulamir maka yesh li boisumoka means inside the uterus in a maka in the regular circumstances will be considered a maka. However, if she is supposed to see the cycle and other in that few days, we have to be choishish that that marker, that device, who touched inside the small vessels, actually caused the period, caused the cycle. So that will be considered a nida. Again, we're going with the shita that the same shivile dam nidas and the same dam, if it's shaloike derech ra'iyim, it's because a marker, it's not a nida. But if it's few days before, says the Shlomo Zalman, that we have to be choishish that that now caused the metzius of a cycle of a nidah, therefore she is considered a nidah. So that's in general. What I'm going to finish up with the same topic that I start, which is very relevant to many people, especially over the age of 40. Many people today have coils. Now the question about using a coil, obviously it has one question to use a birth control. That's one question for a rabbi to decide when to use them, how to use a birth control. However, a coil is inserted inside the uterus. In most cases, it will be a shayla number one of psich sakever. So I can tell you that today, I know in the forum, if you look in a regular forum, they will say no shayla. A woman is getting a coil, gets a nida automatically because ein psich sakever b'lo yadam. But we have to know that today this might be changed. As aluch ein psich sakever b'lo yadam, as we mentioned before, is if you open it. Not necessarily today you open it. Aleph, because when you put it in a coil with the age of 40, it'll usually be open at least 4 or 5. No coil today is more than this year, so you're not opening it more. 2, even a young woman, if she puts in a coil at the age of 25 or 30, it's usually going to be open 3 and 3.5, and most coils today is less from this year. So that's one from one aspect. However, most times will be the second shayla of a makkah. We could put in a coil, the coil will cause bleeding from inside, because it's a shape of a T. At the moment, most coils, there's one specific coil which is approved here in Europe, and it's not approved in FDA in America. They don't have it in America, it's a Genifix, which is only one straight stick. But that might be a shayla of a maka, and I'll explain you in a minute what it is. The stick of the Genifix is just one piece, straight piece, and the way how it sticks is, it has a kind of a needle. So you push it in inside the uterus. Okay, so that's causing befoil a maka. If Dam comes out, you know you did it. However, it's a type of makah of the Chazanish that whatever you're going to do with the needle in your finger, you're also going to have some Dam. So if you the Chazanish, maybe it might be okay. If you're the person, maybe not. The putting in the coil might be a other issue. We're not going into that Barchova today, but most times, or most doctors will use a tenekalim, which is a tool, a device, to hold on the cervix, shouldn't move. While they're putting in the coil, they will hold it on. Now, when they're putting in the tenekalim, is a kind of, with the two needles, they hold it on, they will cause a makah, mechutz l'rechem. Now, if a woman has a makah outside, it's for sure we can be toiled on this. So, if we have a sufik, if it's from inside down, we know that outside was for sure dam, that might be a tziruf for the roof to be mekel. So as we see again, the metzias of this type of coils and the way we're using it includes different shalas, and it's not written at the moment in any sefer. It's just relevant the last 10 years more or less. So the halachos, which some cases till 10 years ago, there would be machmer, might be changed to be mekel. However, it comes up new shailas, as we mentioned also about the coil. It could be a shaila and deraisa, for re'iyah deraisa, which is not so clear today for many people when it's considered a nida deraisa. So, obviously, the bottom line, the take home message will be whenever a woman goes to a doctor, she should ask them what exactly it did, write down what names of devices, how big it was, and with all information, go back to the rov and explain, this is what I did, and this is what the doctor explained me, what I'm considered now. And if she's using a device, however, and she has staining, considered breakthroughs, she has to go always back to the rov and ask them if I'm still okay with this, or should I consider myself a nida. Let's just finish up. I have here my flyers. You're more than invited to give it out to your family, to your friends, and your kids. One word, few seconds. This is the terenu. It's not a beseru of the shilas, but it's absolutely helping people who have difficulties to get the mikveh to reach out to medical information. Thank you. Hey.